This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Everybody's got a story. Some are very extraordinary stories. It might be good for somebody to look into theirs.
Because a story is the shortest distance between two people.
The Living Room is our ongoing storytelling series hosted by Allison Downey.
4th of July weekend, I took my son to the Battle Creek Air Show and Carnival.
What's your favorite ride?
The bumper car.
And I got curious about the lure of this American carnival tradition and decided to talk to some of the people who devote their lives to it.
Come on, sir, don't be shy. Come on, let them give it a try.
There are three kinds of people. The ones that are born into it, like myself, we are called carny brats. My name is David Chase Heston Sanders. The fun kind of stopped for me when I was like 7. I got to meet new friends, say goodbye to my friends. I never see friends again. I'm 15, and, you know, all my friends are like 30 and 29. Other guys are 60. Some people want to join the carnival because they have an idea, a sort of sense of adventure.
Well, I was young, and I got into some trouble, and my friend worked out here, and so I went with him one day, and I met a girl, and she became like best friends, and then I've just been traveling ever since then. So,
some people, they got a good life, they got a good job, they got a wife.
I was making $150,000 a year.
Something happens, it just falls apart, they come out here.
She stole my heart, she stepped on it, spit on me, and then I joined the carnival. My name's Dawson. I sell sandwiches, and I dropped one on the ground, and I sold it for $4, and now my nickname's Dirty D. That was like 15 years ago.
Most of the people I've talked to, they've wanted to be out here. They love it. There's no other job like it.
Actually, to tell you the honest truth about me, this is really all I know. I never got a real job in the real world. I grew up, I was poor. My parents, you know, said, get a job, kid, and I bothered the guy at the carnival, in the local carnival, and gave me a job, and my mom signed me away.
How old were you?
I was 12. My name is Freddie Maloney. They call me the Freak Show because I used to have a lot of body piercings and tattoos. I mean, you can ask the ladies why they call me that, but...
Alrighty, moving right along.
This is my last year out here, though. I'm here with my fiancé. I've been doing it for about 4 years. I'm 20. He's 21, and my daughter, she's 7 months. So we're going to do this fair season and get some money and go home and put a down payment on a place.
Three games for $1, guys. Come on, the family that plays together stays together.
I worked ping pong joint and throw ping pong ball into a fish bowl. Only have one prize. It's a fish. It's a perfect shot for the perfect prize, I tell them. And they look at me like, perfect prize, it's a fish. I'd be like, yeah, but God made it. He don't make ugly. That gets them, too. They'd be like, okay, let's play. That's how you do it.
Come on, one more time. You're getting close, son. You're close. You're right on the money.
Got to have a gift of gab. If you don't have a gift of gab, it's not going to work out there on the midway.
You're throwing against the wind. Oh. Pinging and ponging.
My name's John Ushman. You can call me Carney. I'll turn around. Sometimes I refer to myself as a carny because that's what I am. It goes back to my child dying. It's all based on that part of it. When she died of SIDS, something in me died, and I just went soul searching, and I found it here in this life. And it's really all I want to do. And you know, it took a while. You know, drug abuse and everything. It takes a long time. I'm still healing from it. I fight that every day. I'm clean to this day. I've been clean for almost 5 years. I feel great. I don't sell drugs no more. I sell teddy bears. There's a longer lifespan. I see my little girl in the kids that I play. It's... I just really don't have any other words for it. You know, I just see her.
Stand up here.
That helped me get over it.
You know? Give me a few extra balls. All right, let's start this game over.
Life in the carnival business is not always a cup of tea, but I'll tell you what, when you do get that cup of tea, it's real sweet. I do like what I like what I do.
Toss it into the play area. Hopefully you get it in.
And holding on to time gone is kind of like trying to catch a song in midair when you don't believe that it's out there. So let go of time gone. What's your name? It's been so long. Just clean the slate and take me to the fair.
Take me to the fair.
Yes,